You're listening to the Call Put Strike Financial News and Insights Podcast. We're recording every day the markets are open. Subscribe today and also follow us at callputstrike.com. Hello and welcome to today's episode of Call Put Strike Financial News and Insights. Today is Monday, June 1st, 2020. Without further ado, we'll jump right into the day's news. There's quite a bit of news to talk about today. Protests erupted across America over the weekend. We'll get into that in a moment, but to start off, the major indexes rose Monday after a tumultuous weekend of protests across the United States. The Dow Jones rose by 0.36%, the S&P increased by 0.38%, and the NASDAQ climbed by 0.66%. Thousands of Americans in dozens of cities around the country rose up in protest this weekend. They were protesting the death of George Floyd, an unarmed black man who was killed by a Minneapolis police officer. Opinions are mixed in regard to whether these protests will impact the stock market in a major way. In 1968, the market rose significantly after a period of unease, which was during the time of the Vietnam War, the assassination of Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. and Robert F. Kennedy, as well as the Hong Kong flu. Analysts hope that this would be a similar situation with the markets rising sharply and quickly. Others believe that the protests would negatively affect the market, said Art Hogan of National Securities. Quote, "We can say we're slowly reopening and there's going to be economic activity, but it's hard to defend valuations with so much unrest that we're seeing going on in this country this weekend," end quote. One worry about the protests is that they will cause consumer confidence to decrease back down. With so many protesters gathered in the same spot, it is also likely that the virus will spread to more people and put the economy on pause again. Zoom increased significantly Monday as the video conferencing company continues to rise in popularity among employees who are working from home. Zoom's shares rose by 13% on Monday and are now worth over $200 each. Zoom's value has increased by almost 200% since the start of the year. Pfizer, a pharmaceutical company, released disappointing news about its breast cancer drug trial. The trial did not go as planned, and the drug was not showing signs of effectiveness. The company's shares dropped by over 8% after the release. Several large airlines saw increases on Monday as confidence about the economy reopening continues to slow. Alaska Air Group and United, American, Delta, and Southwest Airlines all rose on Monday. United and American both rose by over 6%, while Southwest grew by 5.7%. Delta increased by 4.7%, and Alaska Air Group climbed by 5.8%. Target is one of the many companies that was negatively affected by the protests and riots this weekend. Many of Target's locations were looted and vandalized, including stores in Minneapolis and Oakland. Target announced on Saturday that it would be closing 175 of its U.S. stores for a temporary period of time. Banks continued to increase on Monday as consumer confidence rose along with the hope that the economy will soon recover. Jobs are expected to soon be restored, and consumer spending habits are expected to slowly return, which will lessen the chance that people will default on their loans. Wells Fargo and U.S. Bancorp both rose by over 3.5%. Bank of America and Citigroup both increased by over 2%. J.P. Morgan increased as well by 1.9%. Another highlight of the weekend was the successful launch of the SpaceX test flight to the International Space Station on Saturday afternoon after it was grounded last Wednesday due to weather. It was the first manned spaceflight from U.S. soil since 2011 and the first private company manned space launch in history for the United States. Elon Musk, the CEO and founder of SpaceX, said, "I'm really quite overcome with emotion on this day. It's kind of hard to talk, frankly. I've spent 18 years working towards this goal, so it's hard to believe that it's happened. That covers today's news, and we'll be jumping in after the break to discuss the future of robotic banking. You're listening to Call Put Strike, daily financial news and insights. Thank you for joining us for another episode, and we hope that today's news was helpful for you to digest. We always welcome your suggestions and tips, as well as news information that might help Call Put Strike report even better. That being said, we'll jump right into today's daily insight and trend report. Today, we're going to talk about the future of robotic banking. So, advancements in technology have been making great strides every passing year. The vast number of tasks that are now automated allows humans to live easier. Due to the coronavirus pandemic, robots have been put to work doing jobs that humans would normally do in order to avoid the spread of infection. This now includes the banking industry. So, how robots were being used? Before the pandemic began, banks were already utilizing artificial intelligence in the form of robo-advisors, chatbots, and copbots. Robo-advisors are used when customers are creating a portfolio and investing in a more basic form of securities. Robo-advisors are platforms that calculate the best possible use of your money. They're good for customers who want little to no interaction with their financial advisor. Meanwhile, chatbots are AI-powered platforms that are able to chat with customers virtually. When a customer logs into their online banking account, they have the ability to chat with a bot, which can answer basic questions. If the customer has a very in-depth question, the chatbot will send the request to a human staff member. The use of chatbots is significantly cheaper than having a human customer service member, and they save a great deal of time. Copbots are used by the banking industry to detect when suspicious amounts of money are moved from accounts. They're designed to flag fraudulent transactions and freeze accounts if need be. Financial institutions like Citizens Bank are also now enlisting the help of Nightscope's autonomous security robots to improve their retail location security. So, what does the future of banking robotics look like? After the state of emergency has been lifted, the banking industry will be re-examining its way of business and analyzing its costs. Many banks are struggling financially right now due to the large number of mortgage defaults that are occurring. Banks will want to automate as much and as many processes as possible in order to save money. So ATMs can now perform many of the same functions that bank tellers can. Many banks are looking to replace some of their tellers with additional ATM machines. With the new safety guidelines in place, the bank would need to thoroughly clean the machine after each use. In addition to this, banks are looking to introduce more robo-advisors, but in a more substantial way. Clients will have closer relationships with AI robots rather than with human staff members. When a client is looking to switch to a different service, get a new credit card, or open a new account, they'll be able to, quote, chat with a bot. The bot will then scan all the different options available to the client and advise on which one is optimal for them. Bots will also have access to more information, such as their client's bank accounts, and they will be authorized to make decisions on behalf of the client. One of the primary goals of the banking industry after the pandemic will be to increase the number of clients while serving fewer of them in a physical sense. Clients will be encouraged to log into their accounts online and allow a bot to help with their goals. So, as we wrap up today, some interesting insights into the future of robotic banking. If you enjoyed today's podcast, I want to remind you to click that little rating button and give it a big thumbs up or 5 stars or whatever rating system your platform of choice might provide you. And of course, I want to thank you all for joining us today and hope that you'll tune in again tomorrow. Have a wonderful evening. Thank you for joining us on today's episode of Call Put Strike Financial News and Insights Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform and head over to callputstrike.com for more financial news and insights. And now for our quick disclaimer. Stock recommendations and comments presented on callputstrike.com and the Call Put Strike podcast are solely those of the analysts and experts quoted. They do not represent the opinions of callputstrike.com or Call Put Strike podcast on whether to buy, sell, or hold shares of a particular stock. Investors should be cautious about any and all stock recommendations and should consider the source of any advice on stock selection. Various factors, including personal or corporate ownership, may influence or factor into an expert's stock analysis or opinion. All investors are advised to conduct their own independent research into individual stocks before making a purchase decision. In addition, investors are advised that past stock performance is no guarantee of future price appreciation. Opinions expressed here are the author's alone, not those of any bank, credit card issuer, hotel, airline, or other entity. This content has not been reviewed, approved, or otherwise endorsed by any of the entities included within the podcast. And by using this podcast, listening to it, you are agreeing to the terms of use and privacy policy outlined on callputstrike.com.